Alan Wallace, our luncheon speaker, we have his remarks printed already, but not the speech he gave today. Rather, a speech he gave earlier on corporate contributions. And since I've been in the business on and off for several years of raising funds, I recommend this book, this little excerpt by Alan Wallace called Corporate Contributions, which Don Lipset will have available for you as you leave. And the summary of Alan Wallace's speech, which I'm touting to you, says corporate giving should be taken as seriously by top management as engineering, manufacturing, finance, and sales. Secondly, effective corporate giving requires a competent and sophisticated staff who understand thoroughly not only a corporation but the recipients. And thirdly, corporations that hope their contributions are going to solve the sickness of an overgoverned society should provide support for some scholars who are working to preserve that society. Now, those of you may remember when David Packard made remarks like that, and when Bill Simon made remarks like that, academia, for the most part, rallied against those two gentlemen. But that does not mean, of course, that they were incorrect. It means that the rest of us, who knew they were correct, were not rallying sufficiently behind those gentlemen. It is my pleasure this afternoon to provide the forum for the topic Funding Freedom's Fight. Also, I might say that when these three gentlemen are finished speaking, and they're each going to confine their remarks to 10 minutes each, there will be ample time for those of you who want to make a speech or comment or pass judgment, because this society, I know from experience, the people on that side of the room are just as eager and prepared to speak as the one on this side of the mic. I see Anthony Sullivan is here from the Realm Earhart Foundation in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Somebody asked me today, how do you get so-and-so? I said, go see Tony Sullivan. He's here. He keeps a black book. There are other people equally as qualified. Like a Broadway play, I started out in industry. The second act, I left industry and went into private education. And the third act, I got back into industry. I've been on both sides of the table of raising funds. I think we have to be very discriminate in funding the freedom's fight. And for my first speaker, I called on Francis O'Connell, who's responsible for the John M. Olin Foundation. I knew him when he was a lawyer in a very prominent law firm in New York City. I knew him when he left that very prominent law firm to work for the Olin Company, which became the Olin Matheson Company. And he led a distinguished legal and industrial and labor relations career. He's had considerable experience in funding freedom's fight, and it's my pleasure to introduce him to you. Frank O'Connell, please.